About an hour ago, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger called for a special election in his state. He's been threatening to make that call for some time. The idea is to bypass the legislature and put several initiatives right to the voters.
I know that some people say, Arnold, why not wait until next year? Why have a special election now? But how can we just stand around while our debt grows each year by billions and billions of dollars? If you break your arm, you don't wait until your next physical. You get it fixed now.
That special election will take place this coming November. John Myers of member station KQED joins us from Sacramento to explain what's at stake here for California and for Governor Schwarzenegger. And John, this call for a special election, as we mentioned, has been some time in coming.
Yes, it has, and it's probably one of the honestly worst-kept secrets in California politics. We've known he's going to be doing it now for some time as he's been making these comments and speeches for the last few weeks. You know, and I think to borrow from the governor's life as a movie star and his previous life, this is really what I would call the beginning of his second act of his current term as governor. And what I mean by that is this is really where he's going to essentially put himself on the path toward a really climactic showdown with his political enemies, which has namely been the California legislature's majority Democrats and the state's public employee unions. Now, California still has a budget deficit to erase and a lot of other issues to resolve, but this special election, all of the issues, all of the battles, very much going to dominate the political discussion here in California for the next 4 or 5 months.
Well, what specifically does Governor Schwarzenegger want the voters to weigh in on the special election?
Well, the governor declared his interest in this year of reform, as he called it, back in January, and he's been focusing on a set of proposals that he thinks will fix some of California's long-running state government problems. First and foremost, he wants to change the way that lawmakers in California craft their annual state budget. His proposal would cap spending with a formula that uses an average of recent government spending. Two other ballot measures that he has now placed on the ballot for this November election are one, to take the power of political district drawing out of the hands of state lawmakers so they can no longer draw their own political districts. And the final measure would make teachers have to stay on the job longer before they're given tenure. That measure, I should say, takes a bit of a swipe at one of his most powerful critics, which is the California Teachers Association. And that one only is a bit of a harbinger of a lot of other fights he's had over education here in California.
Mm. Now, how easy has it been to get Californians interested in these issues?
Well, it's been pretty tough so far. Voters don't seem to be anywhere close to thinking about these issues yet. And it may be an interesting test for whether the celebrity politician, as he has been in the last 2 years, can get voters to focus on really complex policy decisions basically through campaign television ads. Now, there is a bit of a chance of failure here, I should mention. And what's interesting is that the governor's political mentor, as you know, is Ronald Reagan. When Reagan was governor of California, he called a special election back in 1973 to try and change the same state budget process that Schwarzenegger is now trying to change. And the reality was, even the very popular Ronald Reagan couldn't do it. Voters rejected that proposal some 30 years ago. So this is going to be a tough road for Schwarzenegger.
And I understand a recent poll has showed that most Californians are opposed to even calling a special election. Why has Governor Schwarzenegger staked so much on this?
Well, I think this is really Arnold Schwarzenegger using his political power the way he does it best. He campaigns for the support of voters. He doesn't like to negotiate with lawmakers. These proposals also largely really reflect his political philosophy. Smaller government, no new taxes, pro-business. And again, he's been really successful at the ballot so far, but these are some very tough choices. This is going to be probably the largest political battle he's seen in his current career.
John Myers of member station KQED talking with us from Sacramento. John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.